Morning.
And thank you for your time. Your column this week in NZCPR, the pitfalls of change. Why this week?
I think it's that there's a lot of changes that are occurring in society now. I mean, you know, we all know about stuff that's going on in the medical field and so on, and most of us think that that's all pretty positive and it's going to help mankind. But there's a whole load of sinister things that are going on as well that we tend not to know too much about, and I'd come across a whole bunch of them and thought, well, you know, we need to balance the equation. We need to know that change is positive, but at the same time, there are some changes that we need to be alert to so that we can resist them because they're not positive at all.
I want to start with, I'm going to start with the Race Relations Office and the incumbent commissioner, because I've been mentioning it mostly this morning. The title of Janet Albritton's column in The Australian today is The Fact Is We Don't Need a Race Commissioner. Does New Zealand need a race commissioner? Is it a case of who holds the office rather than the office itself?
Look, I don't think we do need a race relations commissioner. There are plenty of laws that protect people from bad behaviour from other people. We don't need somebody who's going out there specifically to try to make the laws worse, like it's been the race relations commissioner that has been pushing for hate speech legislation, which, you know, initially anyway the police said we didn't need. And now I understand they're going for, she's going for something else called disharmonious speech, which is a bit scary and sinister, really, because the whole thing about when people judge what someone else is saying, it's all open to interpretation. And what that office seems wanting to do is to bring in draconian laws, imprisonment, hefty fines for people who simply speak their mind. They might not speak it carefully enough, but in a free, open democracy, you know, you shouldn't necessarily have to watch your P's and Q's whenever you say anything.
Well, I got into a discussion with Gavin Ellis, ex-editor of the New Zealand Herald, earlier in the week on Monday, with regard to exactly that, from the column, I don't know, did you see the column he published on Monday?
No.
Okay. On precisely this, he says there's a wall between it's okay to be offensive, but it's not okay to damage. And he says there's a wall between those two things. And while free speech goes as far as you can say things that offend people, but not things that damage people. And on the basis of that, he used a, shall we say, fictitious 15-year-old who might be trying to sort out their sexuality, and what Israel Folau said might influence them very, very badly and negatively.
Look, I think that we're overthinking a lot of these issues. The point is, from time immemorial, people have said things that other people find offensive or insulting or damaging or whatever. And the reality is that mankind has always had this great ability to throw off things and just get on with life and ignore it. You know, if social media is causing you distress, don't look at it. And it seems to me that rather than telling people to toughen up, take concrete pills, as I saw a comment the other day, we seem to be just mollycoddling everybody and trying to wrap them up in cotton wool. And in the whole scheme of things, that is not helpful to people. So I disagree that we should be imposing more laws and regulations, but I think we should be saying to our young people, look, it's not personal, just ignore it and get on with your life. You know what's best for you, go for it.
I was very tempted to interrupt you then and say we'd like to say humankind, not mankind.
Oh, but, sorry.
But I.
Well, what rubbish is that?
I resist.
Honestly.
Well, ask the Prime Minister of Canada. He's the person who said it. The fact is, though, and I'm not arguing against you. I'm just wanting to expand this and to draw you out. The fact is, though, that you've now got a different structure to society. A lot of kids who grow up in single parent families, a lot of kids don't have parents, don't get on with their parents. Social media beats them up. There's all sorts of aspects of life that didn't exist when you and I were young. And bullying was almost, it was only one form of bullying, really. And now there are many, many forms of bullying and the ability to deliver it. On that basis, is there not an argument about protecting vulnerable people?
Look, there is no argument with trying to protect people, especially, you know, young, vulnerable people, as you say. But the issue is, where does it stop? Now, when I was young, we used to get bullied to hell. So in other words, this is a condition that has always existed. I think the more sinister thing that's happened over recent years is that, you know, back in our day, our bedrooms were our sanctuary, our homes were our sanctuary. And now with social media and iPads and computers and so on in kids' bedrooms, the bullying goes on there. And I think that is the issue. And that is where parents should be aware that, you know, bedrooms should be a safe place, and that means no devices in there that can actually cause harm to their children. And I think, to be honest, that is where the focus should be, on just bringing back some common sense to this whole thing about where it's going wrong, why it's going wrong, and then trying to take practical steps to stop it. Because the whole thing about legislation, trying to stop hate speech, it's like, well, where does it end? You know, in years gone by, it used to be the politicians who were the focus of all this attention through the media on what they said. And, you know, ministers and prime ministers in the past probably have had to resign because they'd said something or did something that was wrong. But now what's really worrying is that it's now spreading. Okay, at the moment it's still people who've got a high profile in society, but it's private people these days. Well, it's not going to be long before it spreads to every ordinary person. And so anyone saying anything that someone else takes offence to is likely to become hounded and attacked and
Are you aware that now in the workplace a third party who is not even involved in a conversation or an event can anonymously lay a complaint with management against somebody and retain that anonymity, and management must deal with it?
Look,
they don't like what somebody said to somebody else, albeit that the two people involved might not have had a problem, but the third person, retaining anonymity, can lay a complaint about being offended and, like I said, it has to be dealt with.
Well, you know, that just shows how far it's gone and how we actually have to turn it back, because that is really ridiculous. And to use that word, sinister, that's what it is. And it's time that people took a stand and said enough is enough, and we need to get rid of some of these silly things that have come in and go back to the basics.
All right. After the break, I want to go back to Chris Trotter and what he wrote in the Dominion in 2010 and pick up on that story, because it's fascinating. 23 after 9, News Talk ZB.
Okay, please sit down. I've called this emergency meeting for a good reason. The kitchen is letting the family down, and I want ideas. Josh.
Get a new one.
Good. Ella?
Buy wholesale to save money.
Like it. Rob?
Get WesTech in. Wholesale prices and New Zealand made.
Brilliant. You're promoted to dad.
But I am dad.
WesTech. We excel in the kitchen as well as the office. A bit like you. Get your free quote. Go to westtech.co.nz.
My Tax are your SWAT team. Your seriously want a tax refund team. SWAT. Get it? My Tax know how to get it. They're number one in the tax refund industry. Last year, My Tax rescued more refunds faster than any other company. Over $105 million worth. So if you seriously want a tax refund, and who doesn't, get the trusted experts on your side. Go to mytax.co.nz. Tax refunds. It's SWAT they do best.
Want to find real talent?
Yeah, you do. So head to YouDo, New Zealand's newest career platform powered by NZME. YouDo is so much more than a recruitment site. We have all the connections needed to link your business to the right talent. YouDo is ready to change the world of work. We're all about what you do. Visit yudu.co.nz.
The clock is ticking. AHG's biggest ever sale starts 8 a.m. Friday morning at Manukau Hyundai. For 3 days only, enjoy massive savings on Hyundai vehicles. New, used and demonstrators at prices never seen before. Plus, everyone who purchases goes in the draw to win $10,000 cash back. AHG's biggest ever sale starts 8 a.m. Friday morning at Manukau Hyundai. But it's for 3 days only, so don't miss out. ManukauHyundai.co.nz.
If you have significant money to invest, here's why you'd trust JMIS, because their success speaks for itself. Here's Director Andrew Kelleher.
For almost 30 years, we've been acting in the best interests of our clients. Based on that and our consistent investment returns, today we advise on more than $2 billion, sourced primarily through word-of-mouth referrals.
Investment advice that sells itself. JMIS. For more info, visit jmis.co.nz or call 0800 99 0055.
News talks to be 27 after 9, so Muriel Newman back after the news heads. I said in going into the break that I wanted to go back to Chris Trotter's article from 2010, which she has included parts of in the column this week. NZCPR is the column, and you can read it. Zealots can also be found in the bicultural movement. In an article in the Dominion Post in 2010, political commentator Chris Trotter described what happened when the highly successful charity Corso, established in 1944 to provide clothing and footwear to millions of people around the world, became radicalized. Throughout the 1980s, Corso was steadily infiltrated and eventually taken over by radical Maori nationalists. Led by the Harawira family, the radicals insisted that Corso recognize and promote Tino Rangatiratanga, the Maori right to self-determination. To prove its bona fides to the cause of the Tangata Whenua, Corso was also required to devote two-thirds of its income to Maori projects. When Corso workers and supporters objected to this takeover, they were subjected to withering criticism. It was much easier to leave than to fight. By 1990, the organisation was little more than a hollowed-out shell. New Zealand's largest and most successful homegrown aid organisation had been destroyed, initially by ideological extremism and finally by radical Maori nationalism. Now, wait until you hear what comes next after news heads.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Sitting in a jam again. Good morning. The Southern Motorway Citybound is still heavy. Drury through to Takanini, then from Penrose through to Green Lane. The Northern Citybound slow at times. Constellation through to Tristram, then from Northcote through to Esmond. Looking at the Northwestern Citybound, a moderate trip through Western Springs. No delays on the Southwestern. Your journey could be faster with AT Metro. Check the AT mobile app. Ivanka Zonich for Time Saver Traffic.
This Mother's Day, say thank you for all she's done with the perfect gift for every mum on Grab One. Choose from hundreds of incredible products, escapes and experiences.
If you're looking for ideas for your next date night or a tasty catch-up with your best bud, look no further than some traditional Vietnamese cuisine in Panao. Grab any two mains and two drinks for two people for just $39 thanks to Asian Ruby Vietnamese Restaurant.
Find the perfect gift for Mother's Day at grabone.co.nz. Grab life, grab one.
After joining Xero a year ago, Hart Gas and Plumbing have been able to up their insight and get more ideas for their business. By accessing the same data as your accountant or bookkeeper, you too can get the guidance you need in real time. Switch to Xero and accelerate business with an advisor this financial year. Start a 30-day free trial at xero.com.
It's a fact. As men age, our testosterone levels drop, and this affects pretty much everything we do in life. If your energy levels aren't what they used to be, especially in the bedroom, then Herbal Ignite for Men could be just what you need. This 100% natural New Zealand-made supplement has put the passion back into thousands of relationships. Harden up and make the call. Herbal Ignite for Men by Intensa.